Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A lot of people will be going down to Chicago boat docks this week. The name Wendella has become the generic name for boat tours, and it all started with the late Bob Borgstrom. Today, Bob's son Mike is president of Wendella Sightseeing. And Mike, good morning to you. Tell us how your dad got started.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, I mean, actually, my grandfather's the one who started it all, but my father was in it longer than all of us, involved in business and growing the business and making it where it is today. So, we have him to thank for all that. And, you know, it's he passed away last August, but his legacy lives on.
And who is Wendella? Who was Wendella?
So Wendella, you know, it's probably the most asked question. Wendella was the name of the boat my grandfather bought in, I would say it was 1934, and it had a fire on board, and he decided to fix it up and make a passenger boat out of it. It used to be a yacht out of, I think it was out of Monroe Harbor. And, you know, the name of the boat was Wendella, and, you know, the old wives' tale is you don't change the name of a boat, it's bad luck. So it stuck, and here we are almost 90 years later.
The river and the river walk, so beautiful now, but back in the day, it was a little different, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite different, actually. Yeah, when I started back in the mid-late 70s, you know, nobody wanted to be on the river. It had a particular smell about it. It was very polluted. And, you know, that was probably the quickest part of our tour, was just to get through the river quickly so we could get out to the lake. But it's the opposite now. Everybody wants to be on the river.
And when your dad was captaining a boat, would he point out the floating bodies in the river to the tourists?
Yeah, unfortunately, there were some over the years, and bodies and animals and things like that, unfortunately, were quite prevalent on the river back then.
It's your family responsible for what is now a booming business. So many different boats, and you guys are still at it. A lot of people are confused. They want to know, wait a minute, what's the difference? What boat should I take? How do you sort all that out? What's your advice to people?
Well, obviously, there are a variety of companies, and, you know, I'm a bit biased.
Sure.
I think, you know, we provide the best product. I mean, we're all looking at the same buildings and being told about the same buildings and so forth, but our people are really what sets us apart from everyone else, and our longevity. And, of course, you know, we started the architecture tours back in the 30s, so, you know, putting a guide out there and telling people about the buildings, that was unique to us back in 1935.
Yeah, taking that architecture tour, I mean, of course, when people come to town, we love to take them on that tour, but I enjoy it and learn something new every time, and I'm going to do it again with our family this week. You must have a lot of repeat business, right?
We do have quite a bit of repeat business, and quite honestly, the skyline changes so often that, you know, if you miss a couple of years, there are sections of the city you don't even recognize.
Right. And for anyone who wants information about this, is there a website? Where do you direct people for that?
Absolutely. WendellaBoats.com, W-E-N-D-E-L-L-A, boats, all one word, .com.
Mike, do you still go out and captain a ship?
My license is what's called on continuity. I'm still technically licensed by the Coast Guard, but until I renew it officially, I can't operate a boat and carry passengers.
You're so much a part of Chicago history, you and your family. So was it your dad or your grandfather who was customer number one right near your dock there underneath us at the Billy Goat?
That was my father. He was customer number one at the Billy Goat on the lower level at Hubbard Street.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating to read about everything connected with Wendella. I'm glad you're still going strong. I know you're going to have a busy week, so thanks for taking the time to talk with us this morning. And we'll see you out there on the water.
Anytime, Bob. Looking forward to seeing you again, and have a great week.
Yeah, happy 4th. Take care, Mike. And
thanks, you too.
By the way, we do have a recording of one of the guides on the Wendella, and it's interesting what they point out, the significant architecture. Listen to this.
303 East Wacker to our right. That is known as the Bob Surratt Building, often called the Taj Mahal of radio broadcasting. That's where you're going to find Bob Surratt, who broadcasts every day from WGN 720.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.